Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Let's Talk Urban with host Felicia Bradshaw
and Urban Grapevine Magazine Project,
your number one source for the hottest author in urban fiction talk. Get put on. Yes. Book it at let's.talk.urban1@gmail.com. Boom.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Felicia Bradshaw, and tonight's guest will be Ty Marshall from OWL. That's the publishing company started and owned by Ashton and Jacques Leves. We are going to introduce Ty tonight, and then we're going to delve into some questions behind his writing. The man he is today, and what he probably would have told himself if he knew what he knew now as a teenager. We'll delve into his storyline, and we'll also connect with him on many other levels. We are going to go to a quick commercial, and then we will come back in.
I didn't make bail. Got time and a story to tell. Started when I was 9 years old. Woke up and daddy was gone. I started hustling and they couldn't tell me nothing. Running in the hood trying to be somebody. My soul was on empty. I was searching for something. Tried to be good. Tried to keep from trouble. Living too fast. Trying to make good on a hustle. Sometimes it get rough.
Coming from my upbringing.
Times got hard.
Coming from my upbringing.
Times you gotta walk the work, yeah.
Coming from my upbringing.
Sometimes you gotta do a little dirt. Wasn't really looking, guess I found it. 5'3", light brown skin. Coming from the university. Nighttime looking kinda lovely. Didn't know she had much change. Down to ride out, even take the train. Even take her to a poker game. Top notch, fried chicken and sushi. Try to be good. Try to treat you like a lady. Try to be a friend. Turned out that you were shady. Sometimes I get lonely.
Coming from my upbringing.
Things ain't what they seem to be.
Coming from my upbringing.
Sometimes you get a little angry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, we're back, everyone. And as I said, we will have our guest tonight, and his name is Ty Marshall. Let me tell you a little about Ty. He was born in Baltimore, Maryland, and raised in Peekskill, New York. Ty Marshall is one of the hottest new writers in the urban fiction game. His authentic deception of the street based off of real life and real-world experiences is what sets him apart from the pack. His ability to write fiction from a real place makes him special. But it's the seamless way he weaves two words together that makes him an undeniable talent. Handpicked by New York Times best-selling author Jack Cuevas Coleman, Ty recently joined Official Writers League, which we all know by as OWL, where he will stay true to the company's mantra and demonstrate the highest level of storytelling with the help of OWL founders, Ashley and Jack Cuevas. Can't go wrong right there. His debut novel, Eat, Pray, and No Love, has done quite well, and he is currently dropping his latest sure pen fire starter, Keys to the Kingdom. Ty is a proud father and husband, and he resides in Georgia. We're going to bring Ty in and get to know him a little better. Good evening, Ty. How are you?
How are you doing?
Fine. I can't complain.
All right.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Busy day.
What's it like out there?
Huh? I didn't hear you. Excuse me.
What's the weather like?
Oh, the weather's pretty good today. It was, you know, in Atlanta, the weather's crazy. Like, it'll rain, snow, and then be 100 degrees all in the same day. So you got to be outside with an umbrella on, a fur coat, and some shorts.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm telling you.
Yeah, we got a good day today. It was real sunny today, so it wasn't hot, but it was sunny, so it was cool.
Yeah, it's pretty decent out here. I'm in California, and I guess it was probably about 60s, but then it got real cold all of a sudden. We came out the store. 10 minutes later, it was raining.
Yeah, that's that get sick weather.
Huh?
That's that get sick weather.
Yeah, it is.
You get sick being outside like that.
Yeah. So I want you to tell, you know, I read your bio and it's, you know, robotic. So
yeah.
we want to know who Ty Marshall is today.
Who I am today. I'm really still the same guy in that bio, but I'm just a little more experienced. I've been starting with OWL going on, I want to say, 9 months now, and I've just learned a lot about the business since I've been in it. Just speaking with Ashley and Jaquavis, I've learned a lot. Just even not even about the writing part of the business, but I've learned a lot of just the business side. And as far as my craft, I think I've progressed as a writer. You know what I mean? Since I dropped Eat, Pray, No Love, I've released David, which was part of the Circle series, and I have Keys to the Kingdom coming out. I have Keys to the Kingdom coming out soon. So, and I just finished a new book that's part of the OWL Vintage series that's coming out called 80s Baby.
Ooh.
So actually, so
what's
that's
it
a, that's a it's called 80s Baby. When Crack made Kings, it was an idea of Ashley and Jaquavis they had to do a vintage series, like where their books were set in a different time period. And so my book falls within the 80s, where, you know, crack hits New York and the whole crack epidemic. My book is set
Whoa.
In that time. So, you know what I mean? You're gonna get the flat tops and the MCM Dapper Dan suits and the, you know, 190 binges and all that, you know, BBS rims and all that. So it's a pretty good story.
Oh yeah, that's a time
so,
period.
Mm-hmm. So that's something that's coming. That's coming down the line too. That I think that's coming out after Keys to the Kingdom. But Keys to the Kingdom is the next thing coming from me.
So tell us about Keys.
Keys is I honestly feel, and it could be me just talking. I really feel like this is my best work up to this date. Like I really put everything. I put everything into every book I do. It just seems like everything just lined up perfect with this one. It just like the story really came together. It's really a story about based off of sibling rivalry. Like it's like the ultimate game of sibling rivalry, which is the reason why it's called Keys to the Kingdom. It's a story that's based off a character named Marion Holloway and his family. Marion Holloway is actually a powerful, you know, man in New York City, and he has ties within, you know, on the political side of everything, and he's tied into the streets, and he actually has a son that's running for mayor of New York City. And that's where the book starts off. Like, it starts off with his son is running for mayor of New York City, but he also has an illegitimate son by the name of Sin who handles the illegal side of the family business. And the two brothers really don't get along. You know what I mean? And the only thing really keeping them from getting at each other is the father. He's like, you know, he's the strength in the book. He's the one that keeps them together from getting at each other. And it's like a lot of things, you know, they deal with the mafia. They're dealing with politics in New York, and they're just dealing with a whole bunch of stuff in New York, and you just see the family go through a lot of ups and downs, and the book is really gonna surprise some people. Anybody that has read Eat, Pray, No Love and they read David, they're gonna really be happy with this one and see that my pen game is really going to another level with this one. It's a movie on paper. That's what I feel like. I feel like I really did a good job with this.
Pen the Empire.
Excuse me?
I said you penned an empire.
We'll see. I mean, you know, the readers will decide that. The readers will actually, you know, the one clicking in the buying the paperbacks will decide if it's, you know, it'll be a great book like that. But I think it's great, so that's a good start.
I think that I say when I watch Empire that Taraji was groomed for the part that she's playing now. Every part that she has played has contributed to that. So
I haven't really gotten into Empire yet.
Oh my gosh!
I've been so busy. You don't?
No, but I'm addicted to the Empire.
Okay. I haven't been. My head has been buried in my laptop, working on '80s Baby. I try to tune out everything that's going on with TV, so I never want anything to bleed into my work. You know what I mean? Like, I never want to watch Empire and then go right and then, you know, it bleeds into your work like something. Yeah, so I try to stay away from TV as much. The most I'll do is watch SportsCenter when I'm writing. But I just like to listen to music. I just really been listening to J. Cole, and I was actually listening to a lot of old 80s music while I was working on this book, like Guy and just getting that, you know, that feel while I was writing.
Yeah.
And Rakim, EPMD, that's what I've just been listening to for, like, the past couple weeks. So I really haven't been into TV like that.
I grew up in that era, too, and that's the best music. That's the best hip-hop. BDP,
yeah.
That's the best hip-hop.
It was the golden era.
Yes, it was. My point about Taraji was, when you say that this is your best work, that's come to pass. I am saying it because, are you saying everything that you've written kind of groomed you for the strength that you have in this book?
Yes. I think you hit it right on the head. Like, I really think that being able to write Eat, Pray, No Love and then being challenged, like, it was a challenge for me to write David because it was a different story. It was a four-part book that it was different authors that picked. So I had to really, you know, make sure that the story connected, and I kind of, you know, it was just a different style of writing for me. But it taught me a lot about writing, like, through the process. Like, I wrote Eat, Pray, No Love without an outline. Like, I was just such a new author that I just free wrote the book, no outline, anything. Right. And like I said, me and Simon and Ashley and Jaquavis, I've learned different techniques, as far as, like, outlining the book and how to develop my characters more. And I think it just all prepared me to write Keys to the Kingdom. It was just like everything I was learning, I kind of just put into Keys to the Kingdom. So I feel like I'll get better from this book, but I feel like this one, when it's all said and done, I don't think this will be my greatest book, but I think that is my greatest book to this point. You know what I mean? I hope Keys to the Kingdom 2 is better than 1 and 3 is better than 2 and stuff like that. But to this point, everything I've learned up to this 9 months being in the game, I really put into this book.
Now, The Circle, David. Treasure Blue has a show on my station. We call it The Blue, and we spoke about you. And he was trying to explain the theme behind The Circle. And I didn't even know that. I didn't have a clue how David ties in. So for people who don't know what The Circle is, could you kind of explain the framework of The Circle and how David plays a part in it?
Okay. Well, The Circle is a story that's about four siblings from Baltimore. They're bank robbers, contract killers. They're just ruthless, the Porter family. And the family is comprised of the younger sister. Her name is Autumn. Then you have the sister, the next older sister, her name is Fallon. And then David and Rain are twins. And David is the only boy in the family. And the way the story is laid out, Ashley and Jaquavis did the introduction, which is the lead up to the story. And the story starts off with the family. They pulled this big heist, and then it was the heist that was going to get them out of the game. And they were it was the last night that they were in the game, and they were all leaving to go to Mexico. And after they did the heist, their safe house gets raided by the FBI and everything like that. So one of the family members, one of the siblings, escapes. So it's her job to help get the other siblings out of jail and for them to all find their way to Mexico. And that's basically how the story starts. So what they did was they broke down each book. So one book was Fallon's book, which was done by Danielle Santiago, who was a great writer. She took Fallon, you basically, when you write, you become that character. So she wrote Fallon's book. Treasure Blue did Rain. Keisha Irvin did Fallon's story. Yeah, she did either Fallon or she did Autumn, I think. And I did David. Excuse me.
Okay. She did Autumn.
Yeah, so that's how. So it's a four part book, and you basically when you read David's story, you get his perspective of everything that's happened. And how he goes about trying to make it to Mexico. You get his story of how he sees things and how he, what really made him the way he is. And when you read each story, you get that sibling's perspective. And when you get all four books, which I hope everybody does, it's just a beautiful story altogether.
The concept behind that is amazing.
That's what you get. That's what you get. Like, I always say to people, when you're around real greatness, like, you can trick yourself into believing you're great. Like, I can trick myself into believing, okay, I got 1,700 Facebook friends, and I can trick myself into believing that all the fans love me and I'm just this greatest writer ever. But when you're really around great people and great writers like Ashley Jaquavis, like, there's no tricking yourself. Like, there's nothing that I can do in this game that they haven't done. Like, they made New York Times bestseller list. So even when David drops it, I'm in the top 100 on Amazon, it's like, I really didn't do nothing. So I can't get big-headed. It's like, I got to get back to work. I got to get back to work. When you have that real greatness, me and Jaquavis actually had a conversation when we talked about Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And I was like, I really think that Kobe Bryant would have been a great player if there was no Michael Jordan. But because there was a Michael Jordan, it gave him something to shoot for. which actually made him greater than he probably would have ended up being. And that's how I look at Ashley and Jaquavis. Like, they, you know, I feel like my personal drive and my personal work ethic would eventually make me great in this game. But having their accomplishments and having them to measure myself against, it gives me something to shoot for. It goes, okay.
Right. Benchmark.
I got to.
Right.
You know, it's a benchmark. So, you know, like, a lot of people fold to that pressure. A lot of people feel, you know, that you sign Ashley and Jaquavis, you got it made. Like, I understand that Ashley and Jaquavis got hundreds and hundreds of, you know, they people love them, you know, 100,000 fans or whatever. I understand that when I signed the Owl, that didn't automatically give me 100,000 fans. I had to go earn those fans.
You know, there's
probably a couple people. There's probably a couple people who brought my book because Ashley and Jaquavis said Ty's good. But like I told everybody, when E Pray No Love dropped, Ashley and Jaquavis couldn't save me anymore. Like, they could have built me up this big marketing scheme, but once the book is out and the fans read it, if I'm a fraud, that is over. You know what I mean?
So
I just have to, they'll know. So I have to just keep working. I can't, you know, just think that now there's going to be doors that are going to be open for me just off of what Ashley and Jaquavis have done. Like, they've went into, you know, they've opened up doors for all the Urban Fiction, not just people on Isle. They've done things in the game that weren't done before them. So it's going to be easier for me to walk through those doors because they kicked them down. But I still got to walk through those doors. Like, you know what I mean? I still got to put that work in and get there. So I never get wrapped up in the fact that I'm signed to Ashley and Jaquavis, and I'm like, that means I'm going to be on the New York Times bestseller list. I know I got to put that work in. And I know I'm nowhere near doing that. And that's why if you follow me on Facebook, you'll see me up at 6 o'clock in the morning writing, and I'm just going to bed, and I'm up 2 hours later putting my daughter on the bus, and I'm writing. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
that's just don't stop
for me. So that's it.
You'll know when you have reached at least halfway, when you can stand in the room with them and with your head up high, you know, really can speak about your writing with them standing there. You know you haven't reached at least the halfway mark. You know what I mean?
It's like the argument in the barbershop. It's like the argument in the barbershop where everybody goes, yo, who's the greatest rapper? You got Nas, you got Jay, you got Biggie. Like, that's how people are with Urban Fiction. Like, who's the greatest writer? You got Ashley and Jaquavis, you got Kawans, you got all these different people. Like, I just want somebody in the barbershop to say my name when it's all said and done. Like, people, if it's 10 people in there saying Ashley and Jaquavis, it's 10 people in there saying Kawan, I just want one person to be like, nah, Tom Walsh was nice, though. It is that, you know, just put my name in the hat. That's what I'm looking for. So I just want to be great. It's a difference between being great and being famous. Some people want the fame that comes along with having everybody on Facebook know who you are and have people. I want to be great. Like, I want to be great at something. You know what I mean? I want people to be like, yo, I just.
What'd you say?
You can do something stupid and be famous. You're right. You can do certain stupid and be famous. You know, Miley Cyrus has been twerking on the internet for, you know, you could just twerk, or you could fall, or you could be on World Star. You could do anything to be famous, but to be great truly, truly takes hard work, and it takes time. Like, it takes time. Like, you know, I'm not going to be where Ashley and Jaquavis. It's 10 years. Like, coming up in April, it's like their 10-year anniversary of when they dropped their first book.
That's a lot of work.
You know, I'm like, you talking to me, I'm on my
capitalize off of being a duo, and that was rare coming up.
Yeah.
I'm from that.
People don't really understand how they changed the game. You got to think about how, like, I'm from New York, so I remember going on 125th Street buying books off the blanket and all that. And I remember books like Dutch dropping, and then you waited a whole year, a year and a half for Dutch 2 to come out or Dutch 3 to come out. Ashley and Jaquavis was really the first author I remember dropping 2-3 books, 4 books, 5 books in a year. Like, they were coming out with books back to back, like 2-3 books in a year. That didn't happen. Like, that's one thing I say from me, and maybe somebody else was doing it before them. That's what I really remember about them. Like, I remember
it's
buying
not just that,
Trudy.
The consistency, too. They were very consistent in their writing.
Yes, and I'm not just saying they was putting out garbage. They was putting out.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. So. You didn't have to. You didn't even have to know the title. You just had to say, did AJ come out with a new book? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, they wrote. And you'd be like, let me get that.
I just feel like I have a cheat code. Like, I really feel like that. I feel like I understand the fact that I could pick up my phone at any time and call Jaquavis and call Ashley and get some advice. And I really lean on that. Like, you know what I mean? I really lean on that as a new, and more so, it's not even the writing. It's just the business. It's the business part. It's the marketing. It's what were you thinking when you was doing this? What was y'all idea when y'all was setting this up? How did you go about this? And you just show me different things. And it's just, you know, when you have somebody like that in your corner and they believe in me and they're like the coolest people in the world. Like, they family to me. Like, I really can't even just say to my boss, like, they're really family to me. And
I know. I've been around them.
People like that. And they're an open book. Like, they're an open book. Like, you can ask.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, with such and such. And they're not hogging the game. They're not like, well, I really can't tell Ty this because, you know, I'm guarding my spot. Like, they're not concerned about this. Like, Ashley and Jaquavis are going to do Ashley and Jaquavis. Like, they're going to come out and they're going to sell 100,000 copies regardless of what Ty Marshall does, regardless of what C.N. Phillips does, but the fact that they're willing to lend their brand to new authors like me, like C.N., like Keisha Tyree, like, you know, all these new authors that's coming up and they're giving us a chance and really giving us the game, I think that's dope because a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people are concerned about guarding their spot. You know what I mean? So it's cool.
So when you when you got the concept brought to you about the circle, did you come up with David, or did they say, this is the dude that we want you to develop?
No, I felt like it was on me. He was just like, you're going to do David. And I was like, he called me one day and was like, yo, man, I thought about something. I want you to do David. And I was like, oh, yeah? And he was like, yeah, you know, get the other books, read up on the story, and catch up on it, and then, you know, go ahead. They gave me freedom to do the story. It was my idea, the whole story about David. Like, they didn't tell me what to do. I just had to make the dots connect. So how David is, how he, that's all me. The whole story is all me. They just told me, they just wanted me to do the book and make sure it made sense, you know, that it lined up with the other books. But the whole story, if you read David, the whole story, the concept, the love story that's in it, that was on me.
It's I think it brings a stronger owl, so to speak, because I know you have to deal with Treasure's mind and, you know, like, Treasure Rain.
Yeah.
Bring her to life for me. I need to know who she is because I need David to be a play off of her, a rib off of her.
Mm-hmm. They were twins. And so, you know, that was also one thing. They were twins. And so, you know, they had similar ways. But when I took the route, and I wanted to let everybody know, like, David was the only boy. So he was a lot different. Like, I didn't want to make him Rain's identical twin. Like, he was just the male version of him because he was an alpha male. He really was the protector and the leader of the pack. Like, he was the strength. So, you know, I had to make sure that he had enough similarities to Rain because they were twins, but I wanted him to have his own thing. I wanted him to have his own identity. I wanted him to have his own. He had stuff going on that his sisters didn't really know about. You know what I mean? Like, he had his own life too. Like, because he was, you know, he's the boy. So it was like, you know what I mean? So I really wanted to do that for him. So.
And that's a
I love David, by the way. I love developing that character. Like, I really, like, that's one character that I was like, yo, I really did a good job with this book.
I hear you. Pat on that back. Because you, if you can hang with being new, a not yet seasoned writer, and you can write the twin to Treasure Blues Rain, and the brother to Keisha Irvin. I know you have to say, like, wow, look where I'm at. Like,
these are big names in the game, and
yes.
It was a lot of pressure on me. It was a lot of pressure on me, especially David being the final book that was coming from out of the siblings, and everybody wanted to know who was writing it. They was surprising everybody with, we got Treasure Blue doing this one, and they surprised everybody with Keisha Irvin, and it was like, I even was sitting around like, yo, who they gonna get to do David? And then I got the phone call, it was like, me? It was like me?
I know.
You gonna need to do it?
You gotta pull up the rear for these writers. You pulling up the rear for these writers.
It made me just go so hard at that, because it showed the belief that Ashley and Jaquavis had in me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they really, for them to do that, because they built that franchise up big, picking those big authors. Like, that was a big Circle is a big book for the company. Like, it's a big series.
Yeah.
So for them to have that faith in me off of one book, it was like, go ahead. And I think it also was the let's throw Ty and Fly and see what he can do. Let's see what he really can do. Like, let's put him under pressure. I guess it was also
test.
A test. Mm-hmm.
That's your SAT right there. Those are your SAT right there. I know.
So it was,
I get their concept of how they think as business partners and their strength behind their, I guess, I don't even want to say story building, their concept for the story, period. That's fire. Even think that you can get these authors, and these are vets, Keisha Irvin and Treasure Blue and Danielle Santiago, those are old school. That's how urban fiction started. They're like the roots.
Yeah, Treasure Blue. Like, I was amazed. Treasure Blue called my phone. Like, he called my cell phone, like, to talk. I was bugging, like, yo, this is Treasure Blue on my phone. Like, I'm actually talking to Treasure Blue about a book.
Yes.
And I'm doing a spinoff of a book that he did. I was just like, yo, this is crazy.
Yes. I sat down to breakfast with him one day, and we sat down to breakfast, me, him, and Eric Gress. I was in La La Land, like, oh, shoot. I'm, like, sitting across the table from Treasure Blue. Like, at the buffet, like.
Yeah, his pen, he has one of the illest pens ever. Like, the way he writes, the way his mind thinks, like, he's very, very talented. Very talented writer.
Yeah, he's to the left. He's over there. He's over here at the left. You'd be like, where did that come from? His mind is amazing. He's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
But when did you sit back and say, a lot of people like to say, I'm a published author, my first book is when did you really say to yourself, I'm an author? Like, I'm not a writer anymore, I'm like an author. Like, when did that come?
I really don't know. I don't even think I had that moment yet, honestly, and that's real honest. And I think I was speaking with my wife about that, and I think it's coming because Keys to the Kingdom is being released on paperback. So I think once I finally feel that book in my hand and I go through those pages, because my first two books have been released through ebook, and I finally get that, I'll feel like, okay, like when I could put my book on the shelf next to these great, then I'll probably go, oh, I'm an author. But it still
that's
hasn't
happened. We have like a ton of people, dozens people on this line, and I want to
love y'all.
Some,
hey, y'all.
We're going to bring some people that have been sitting here for 27 minutes. I'm going to bring in area code 219.
Oh, hey, Tom Marshall.
Hello.
This is Johnny.
Oh, what's going on? Team out.
Not much.
You said you was going to call in. I appreciate it.
I told you I was going to call in.
I appreciate it.
Oh, but I do got a question, though. So,
you got a question? You talk to me every day.
I know, but I really do got a question. So, legendary as forever, I need the rest of that story.
You know what? I just finished 80s Baby, right? I actually was going through my computer, and I found that story. And I was like, I wonder if people want this.
Absolutely.
I was like, I wonder if people want the rest of the story for Legend. Right.
Absolutely.
Because Sydney was going hard
for me.
Yeah, she did go hard. She did go hard for me. I was just wondering if people that might be something I have to look into then if the people want that.
Absolutely.
But don't forget Keys to the Kingdom, though.
I'm going to definitely get that. What do I like what?
What did you like about the book that you watched?
It was very, very short, but it was about a killer named Legend. And, like, I just want the whole story of what happened that made him end up in prison serving life, and how did he meet Sydney, and what happened to his sister. Like, I want the whole story.
You want the whole story? It was,
I want the whole story.
I released a book called Kiss the Ring, which was an anthology that had short stories from every author that I was signed to them. And my story in there is called Legendary Survivor. And so that's what she's talking about. That's the story that he's talking about.
Okay.
I might do that.
You can turn it into like an e-short or something, you know, but I need that whole story. I need it.
All right.
I'm just calling to show my support, though.
And I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, Johnny.
No problem.
Okay. We also have caller 214 area code. Hello, you're on the air. Hello,
this is Detina. Hi, Ty Marshall.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I just thought I would call in and listen to you on Let's Talk Urban.
I appreciate it. You show so much love and team out too. I know your name. I make sure I familiarize myself with everybody who supports me. I try to, you know, make sure I'm like, who's this? Nah, I don't like doing that. I think people show you support, you should know who's supporting you. So I definitely know who you are.
Well, I am supporting, and I will continue to support. Just keep writing.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you so
much. No problem.
Thanks for calling in.
No right. problem.
Okay. We also have, let me see, caller 817 area code. 817, you're on the air.
Hi, Ty. This is Mariana. How are you today?
How you doing? That's
fine.
That's my buddy from Texas.
Yes, I am. Yes, really don't have any questions for you. I'm just waiting for those books. 80s Baby is the one that I'm most interested in. Of course, the whole vintage series, of course. But I just wanted to be supportive and hear you out today on this line.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. And yes, 80s Baby is coming. And, you know, Keisha Tyree has a book in the series called Blackbird, Inc. And Danielle Santiago also has a book that's part of the Vintage series called Yayo City. So it's not just me. It's three books coming out. I can't wait for it's gonna be the way it's done. Y'all gonna love the way they release them too. So yeah, just look forward to them.
Yes, I do. All three of them, of course. I mean, I love all the OWL authors as well, but on the first line that you were on a few months ago with Deep, you know, Love, that was. I mean, I just got caught up with you and all your releases and all your news and everything you post on Facebook. So it's pretty cool to be keeping up with you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate you, and I appreciate all your support.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a great night.
You too.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We also have another 817 area code, last number is 4804. We're on the air,
817. Hi. This is Duana Lacey from Texas also.
Hey, that's my Homeland Security.
Yeah, how are you?
I know.
So what would you like to say?
I would like to ask him if he had to collaborate with another author on a book, who would that be?
C.N. Phillips. That's easy.
Really?
That's easy. C.N. Phillips.
Why?
That was an easy answer. Like, to me, like, C.N. is so dope. Like, and I feel like C.N. is, like, the next big thing. Like, So I would love to do a book with her so I can ride her coattail. seeing is like she's actually picked up for a reason. Like she's really, you know what I mean, like the next big thing. And I would just love to see if, not so much if we recreate a Ashley and Jaquavis type thing, but I would love to do a series with CN, like, you know, maybe something like with three books
now,
in it. And we just...
She's trying to,
protege,
right?
The protege, yes. Yeah. She has Last Kings 1 and 2. She has her big series is the Prada Plan protege, which is the spinoff of Prada Plan. And she just released part two of that. And she has she's dropping the third installment of the Suicide Queens story that's out right now with Emelika and June Miller. So she's a beast.
June,
like, she's always working. Yeah, June is not only a great writer, but June is like one of the most solid dudes that I've met in life. Not even just in the book game. Like, June is a stand up dude. Like, that's my guy. Yeah, yeah. That's my guy, man. June is really a solid dude, man. And I really think that I think this year people are really going to people are in love with June already. But I feel like June got something coming for the readers that is going to put June in another space. Like, it's going to put him to where he's going to be like, yo, June Miller. Like, yo, June Miller. Like, June is nice. And he takes his craft very serious.
Serious. He does.
He's a good dude, though. And it's a lot of, like, with Al, that's the one thing I love about being over there. You got as great as the writers that the authors are over there, like, they're even better people. Like, they're even better people. Like, behind the scenes, our Al chats, our conference calls, like, we have a ball. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we talk, we joke, we laugh. But the people over there, Ashley and Jaquavis really took their time and put together a family, not just a team. They put together a family over there, and that's actually how we all get along. And like they say, steel sharpens steel. Like, so when one person drops a book, we all push for them. But it also makes everybody have to step their game up. You know what I mean? Like, we all know you can't be half-stepping over there.
That's right.
Yeah, you can. You will get... you will get left behind.
By the wayside somewhere. Yeah.
Sure.
It keeps you on your P's and Q's when you're running with a serious mob. That's a mob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Yep. All right. Thanks for calling. Area code 817.
Thank you.
All right. We also have on the line area code 803. You're on the air, 803.
Hey Ty. Hey Miss Felicia. This is Ash Kardash.
I knew that was South
Carolina.
Hey,
how are you?
How y'all doing? Nothing. Just calling in to show my support.
Ash is one of the admins over at Team Al Reader Group. Like, she does a great job of keeping the readers engaged. She's always posting up games for everybody to play. She's always keeping them up to date on what we got going on. Like, she's doing stuff behind the scenes that people don't even know about. Like, Ash is great. Like, I really want to say that. I think I told you that before, but I just want to say it.
Thank you.
I guess you're a wise owl too, huh?
I guess so. I guess I'm like an honorary owl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
she does
a great job.
I don't have any questions. I just called in to show support. That's all.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome back.
We have area code 202. You are on the air, 202. Area code 202.
They might just be listening.
They ain't ready.
Yeah, they probably just listening. You know, they get shy when that mic come on.
You put on the spotlight. Oh, shoot. All right, we're gonna bring in area code 901. You're on the air, 901. Hello.
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 Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. I don't have any questions. I just wanted to call in and support and listen to the interview. That's all.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For being a
listener. No problem.
All right. We also have area code 443 on the line. 443, you're live.
That's Maryland. That might be somebody I'm related to calling from Maryland.
Yeah, that's somebody who said, because they hung up real fast.
Oh, yeah, they know.
Like, oh, my God. We got area code 731 on the line. 731, you're live.
Hello, how you all doing?
How you doing?
Hi. Who's calling?
My name is Roslyn Williams. I don't have any questions. I am on that Team Owl with Facebook, and I just wanted to call in and show my support.
I appreciate you so much. I love Team Owl. I love them.
I know you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with them.
Like they just like, I just want to listen. I don't have nothing to say to you, Ty. I talk to you probably every day in Team Owl, but I'm gonna call in and listen to you talk.
I'm thankful.
That's
I'm
love.
Thankful. Yes, that is nothing but it. Nothing but love. Well, I'm gonna put you back on hold 7:31.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
I have a few questions myself, and through all your writing, is there a book that is sitting on that computer that you don't want to tell nobody about? It's always that one book you're like, I'm going to hold this because is there one that you want to go back in and use everything that you've learned up until today because you think that could be perfection?
Here's a funny story. There is, but it's not by me. if anybody listened to any other interview that I had, I started writing as a bet with my wife. My wife wrote as a hobby. She wrote as a hobby, and I did music. Like, I was doing music. And one day I used to go on our home computer and read this book that she had started working on, and I used to be like, you need to finish that book. I would always go and read it, and I would always hope that there was more to it when I read it, and I would read the same part, and like, she ain't writing no more to it. And I used to be like, this is dope. You need to finish this joint. And she like, it's not that easy to write a book, Ty. And you see, I'm the type of person you can't say that to. And I go, yes, it is. And then she goes, you think it's so easy to write a book? Won't you write a book? And I said, I bet you I can. And I wrote Eat, Pray, No Love.
Oh,
I got signed to Ashley and DeQuavis. So if there's a book in my computer that I wish somebody would finish, it would be her.
You heard her.
She's going to kill me for that. She's going to kill me for that.
On the air.
Yeah, she's going to kill me for that.
You got to finish it. You got to finish it.
Yeah, but she doesn't. She won't finish it. It's really a hobby to her. I fell in love with it. I started writing Eat, Pray, No Love, and I fell in love with it. So it was just God. It was just destined for me to be doing this because it's just like I took it and just went with it. And she even said that. She was like, dang, that's crazy. Like you took something and I just fell in love with it. I always loved to write because, like I said, I did music. So writing was a thing, a passion of mine, and it kind of just helped me out because I went from having to tell a story in a 3-minute song to being able to write it in 250 pages or 200 pages. So it kind of actually, I felt free. It felt like I was free, you know, to develop characters and develop more of a story than you do in just a 3-minute song. So it helped me out.
Let me find out. You are Neo.
Yes. I've worked with big artists. I work with Ross. I work with Jeezy. I was doing music when I was young, so I've been on tour with artists and all type. I went by another name, which was not my real name. That was another reason why I decided to write books under my real name, because I didn't want to put the two together. Like, yo, that's I didn't want people to be like, oh, that's a rapper writing a book. I wanted people to really take me serious. Like, and now nobody knows I did music, so now I'm really a writer. I'm an author, so people don't even worry about that. So,
what
but
did
I
you
did
say?
That on purpose. I said now people don't even put the two together.
So now I'm really an author.
Now I'm author. Okay, yeah. So I guess I am an author now. That was the question from earlier, right? There you go.
That's off early. Y'all done got time. I should have claimed this off one.
There you go.
The first
there you
time,
go. So today, now you didn't have to answer your question. Today is the day I realized I was an author. So yes. I'm so new in the book game. Everything I write comes out. Like, I don't have those book stats or anything. Like, Eat, Pray, No Love was really the first book I ever wrote in my life, and I got a deal off of it. I got signed to Ashton & Equations off the very first book I ever wrote.
I know you feel like something. I know people
I just
sit around
blessed.
And gasp. I feel like
it was just a blessing. I just feel like, you know, God makes things happen for a reason. Like, it was just that time. Like, it was just this. I feel like this is what I was supposed to be doing. I just didn't know it.
I was about to ask you that. This is your season. This is the time for you. When you sit back and you think about prior, when you're writing music, did you ever think you would be able to elaborate on the creative mind and be able to just keep going? Did you ever think?
No, I never thought that. I never seen myself as anything other than a rapper. I never seen myself other than anything other than being a person that was going to write music for the rest of my life. And I just was like, and it's just so amazing that, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm so humbled and I'm so blessed. And that's the thing. Like, I feel so lucky. Like, my story is just, like, who writes a book as a bet and gets signed to the hottest two authors in the game? That does not happen to people. So it's only one person who did that. You know what I mean? I know where that came from. That came from up top. You know what I mean? So this is not even me. This is what God had planned, so.
Yes, it is. I say the people who really get blessed like you have been are the true writers, are the people who are not writing for, like you say, the Facebook fame, the 10-second fame, you know, because the lifespan of being famous don't last long unless you're consistent. Right, and you got to keep, like you said, you got to stay consistent. You got to stay relevant. You got to stay in the reader's hands. Period.
Mm-hmm. Because we're in the microwave era. Like, everybody's famous like that, and then you're gone like that. And I feel like I can't go too long without having a book out, because with the ebook craze and with everybody dropping new books every week for 99 cents and all this stuff like that, like I feel like readers might forget about me if I take a year off or I take 6 months to come out with another book. I think they might forget. You know what I mean? So I gotta keep coming. I gotta keep going.
No, they will forget. They will definitely forget about you. You know, there's a good writer, great writer, and his name is Shannon Holmes. And he said it's very hard to come back. It's very hard to come back no matter how well you write. You know, the same thing with music. You can't just pop back on a name, because after a while, people look at you like a legend, but just that, a legend.
Music changes because who's buying the music changes every couple of years. The kid who was 15 buying the CD is now, you know, 20, and now it's a new kid who's 15, and he doesn't like who the 20-year-old likes anymore. You know what I mean? He likes the new guy. He likes the 20-year-old like Jay-Z, the 15-year-old like Young Thug, and you're looking at him like, what?
But, you know, like I say, readers never die either. And you could bring out David, 20 years from now, and go hard with it,
bring it back to life, go hard with it, and change the cover or tweak the content and become a bestseller off of it all over again. Because the readers that are here now will be in abundance later. It triples and quadruples, and as long as you stay active and as long as people, and you're a likable dude, and
I appreciate it.
It becomes
I'm glad you like me.
But you are. You can tell, too, your vibe and your following. And people, like you said, just want to sit on the line and listen. Like, I just want to hear Ty talk. He's an interesting dude. Like, that's a blessing.
I appreciate
people
that.
Don't do that. It's not a given. And
you're right.
And I think
a lot
of new authors need to know that's not a given. You may have 1,052 billion fans today. Tomorrow you could subtract that 1,050 and be sitting around with two. You're
right. Absolutely right. Fame is very fleeting. Popularity is very fleeting. Like, it goes fast, and it comes, like one thing, I remember I told Jaquavis, I said, if you shine a spotlight on me, I'm going to give these people something to see. Like, you know, I told him that. Like, I know that light don't last long, so I'm going to put my best foot forward. When you shine that light my way, you know you're going to get everything I got. And so that's what I try to wake up every day and give it all I got. I try to become a better writer every day. That's why I write every day. Every single day I'm writing or I'm reading. Most of the time I'm doing both. Like, I have a thirst and a hunger to be great. I want to be great. Like, I want to do things in this game that I want to surprise myself, not just other people. I want to surprise myself. Like, and you're like, dang, I didn't think I could do that. Like, dang, I'm sitting here with, you know, that's how I came in the game. Yeah, I came in the game on a surprise. Like, I came in the game like, you know, I'm actually talking like, actually, Jaquavis, like, yo, I was just watching him on the internet in an interview, and now Jaquavis is in my inbox.
I
like,
know.
Yo, homie. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like, I just want to keep doing that, and I just want to keep pushing the genre forward. Like, I want to give something to the game. Like, I want to, you know what I mean? I don't just want to take from the urban fiction game.
Like,
I want to give. Like, I want to, yeah, I want to be part of the reason why we're winning. I want to be part of the reason why it's not abnormal for us to be in Walmarts and stuff like that. I just want to keep pushing the game forward, keep pushing the game forward. I don't want it to die with, you know, my era of writers.
Well, Ty, we're going to wrap it up. We only have like a minute left. But you know I'm going to spring this on you. And you know you've got to spit at least 8 and then 16 bars. And it got to be.
Oh, man. Nah, I don't. I wouldn't even do it. I'm so rusty.
What?
That's not even. Nah, I'm telling
what?
You. I wouldn't even embarrass myself.
Oh,
I wouldn't even embarrass myself. Like, it's a bunch of bars in the book, though. If you get David,
you're
going to
give you some prep time.
Huh?
We're going to give you some prep time because we're going to bring you back on that song. When Keys to the Kingdom drops.
I definitely would love to come back. And can I make an announcement before? I know we got a little bit of time. I want to say something. I know all the readers are listening. Behind the scenes, me and Ashley and Jaquavis are getting together. I'm going to be going on a tour soon, so I'm going to be coming around to the cities. Like, that's the next level I want to get to. Like, I'm going to be coming to the bookstore.
How do people
request
you?
Get in contact with Ashley and Jaquavis, please, and let them know you want me to come to your city. I'm going to come. We're going to bring the Eat, Pray, Know, Love book. We will be going to paperback with that soon. And, you know, with Keys to the Kingdom is coming out on paperback. So I want to hit these cities. So I want to jump off of Facebook and come meet y'all. Like, you know what I mean? Not just talk to y'all and not just comment on your pictures. I want to come shake your hand, kiss your baby, sign your book. I sign your baby. If you want me to,
You said kiss your baby? Yes.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean?
President.
Yeah, so. That's one. I just wanted to announce that. So if you want me in your city, please get in contact with Ashley and Jaquavis.
All right, now, do you have an email that they can contact you at?
You can contact me at my email is tymarshall365@gmail.com. shootout.com. So,
and shoot out your social network footprints and where you are.
And you can find me on Facebook, Ty Marshall. I'm on Twitter as Ty_Marshall, and I'm on Instagram as Real Ty Marshall. So y'all can just follow me. I'll follow y'all back. I talk to everybody. If you say something to me, I'll say something back. You know what I mean? I'm not a robot. So I'm a real person. So if you say something, I will speak back to you. I will talk to you. You know what I mean? So hit me up. And more than that, type my name in the Amazon search. Before you go to, you don't even have to go to Instagram. Just type it in the Amazon search and find me there.
That's right, because everybody don't realize that Author Central page is essential. You need one. It is the it is like a map to everything that you do.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'd like to thank you, Ty, for coming on Let's Talk Urban, and I would love to have you back when Keys to the Kingdom drops. But I also would like to schedule you on one of our sister show, and I'll contact you on that outside of the radio. And this is a great interview, very interesting, cool dude.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
All right, stay blessed.
You too, you have a good night.
You too, good night. That concludes our show for tonight. Our special guest was Ty Marshall. He is like the coolest dude. You can tell that nothing about that was rehearsed. Nothing about that was programmed for him to say. He's a stand-up dude. I commend Ashley and Jacquevez for handpicking a really great guy and a strong writer and somebody who is taking this writing game. He's not even taking it as a game. He is taking this writing industry seriously. And I commend him on anything that he does in the future. And Let's Talk Urban and Urban Grapevine Magazine will be here to support him in all his endeavors. Again, thank you, Ty Marshall, for showing up and showing out. I have a few announcements to make in regards to Let's Talk Urban. We are taking submissions for contributing writers for Urban Grapevine Magazine. You can send that to Urban Grapevine, @gmail.com, and let us know your interest intent. And if you want a column and you pitch me a good story, we'll be taking consideration for it to be something that we do on our magazine and also on our website, because you can also be a contributor to the website as well. If you need to book a show, we have a couple of new things happening, and that's Treasure Blue Show. It's on every other Saturday. It's called The Blueprint, and it's basically a show that wraps around the knowledge of the industry. You're catching it from a strong writer, and he's a vet and a man who always does his homework. We also have a show that comes on late night. It's called Penetrations After Dark, and it's an erotica based show with Jonna B. She is a Quam Presents writer, and she also writes under her own publishing company, Watch My Journey. Her books are available on Amazon. That's Beautiful Nightmare and Vengeance under Watch My Journey, and Wicked Deceptions under Quam Presents. She has a writing, she has a co-host, and her name is Chris Renee, and she is a life-changing book author, and this show is ridiculous. You guys, you got to come on. They'll be revealing some everything. They're going to have some authors revealing and taking off stuff. And I think it would be a great show if you are into the erotic genre. Want to book a show with them. I'm going to spit out the email address, and that's for the Blueprint, with Treasure Blue, and Penetration After Dark, which is called China, and Chris's Pad. We got the Nanosecond with Dr. K, and it is very spiritually based, not necessarily wrapping everything around being a Christian, but living a good life and living a pure life, talking about life and the loss of life, and that's with Dr. K. We also have Pillow Talk with me and Jenny Hansen, and that's what that show is really. It's great the show to be on, especially if you want to bring up a topic that we talk about all the time. I'm talking about a topic that when you wind down at night, and you're talking to your partner, talking to your best friend on the phone, and you say, you know what, today was, and this is what happened. I lost, I had a friend that lost a mother, and they were lost in the sauce behind insurance, and you want to bring that topic down, shoot your idea to us, come on the show, we'll bring a professional on that'll help guide you through whatever topic you want to talk about. And we also have Let's Talk Urban, and this is my final show as the host for Let's Talk Urban, because I am overexerting myself, as I've been told. I am stretching myself a little thin, and I do have some really strong stuff on the back burner that's going to be coming into fruition, and no later than July. And I really want to put a 100 into it. And, you know, guys, I have the 4 or 5 radio shows on Let's Talk Urban, one radio. I have the magazine. And I've been putting my books on the back burner for a minute. And I do have about 7 books sitting on a computer just sitting. And I would like to get back into writing. It is my first passion. So I am saying this not to pat myself on the back, even though I pat myself on the back. But I am looking for a Let's Talk Urban Radio, one radio host. Come to me with an idea on how you want to tweak Let's Talk Urban, and if you want to bring on a co-host. But however you want to format this show, send me a letter of intent, as well as if you want to book a show on any of the other shows, Pillow Talk, Nanosecond, PAD, Penetrations After Dark with Jonna B and Chris Renee, and The Blueprint with Treasure Blue. We also will be bringing back Books and Bullshit with Dreka Armstrong. You guys, make sure you tune into her page, because she is bringing one of her books to life on stage. And it's going to be a full play, and she's doing castings right now, and it's about to go down. And she is going to bring her cast members and talk about His Dying Wish is the name of the play. She's going to be in book, and she's going to be bringing it to the stage and bringing it to Let's Talk Urban Radio. So you can get any of these on any of these shows. And that you can send me a letter of intent to let.talk.urban1@gmail.com, or you can leave a message at 775 Best Mag, because we are the Best Mag, and that's Urban Grapevine Magazine. You can catch all this follow up on urbangrapevinemag.com. And links to a few of the authors that I do publicity for. Oh, yeah, because I do publicity, too, for a few authors. And you'll see their works on the personal tab for publicity. And that kind of wraps it up for tonight. And I'm so thankful that Ty Marshall graced our show tonight. And thank you to all the callers that called in tonight to support Ty. It's so important that we support our authors, black, white, purple, I don't care what color they are. When you have a craft and you have a gift, because that's what it is, it's a true gift. And when you have that and and you want the accolades. People say, oh, I don't need the pat on the back, but you do. You want to be recognized because you wouldn't bring your craft to the forefront if you didn't. It is an honor when callers call in and you know that, wow, you know I hit her up in the inbox and said I might be on a show, but I didn't think that these people were going to really call in and support me. And it really means something. It really means something to the talk show, and it means something to the author. And I thank you guys for calling in and being a part of Let's Talk Urban, and I want to say good night. And again, thank you, Ty Marshall, and all your readers.
This is a Let's Talk Urban project.
You're tuned in to Let's Talk Urban with host Felicia Bradshaw
and Urban Grapevine Magazine Project.
Your number one source for the hottest author in urban fiction talk. Get put on. Yes. Book it at let's.talk.urban1@gmail.com. Boom.